President Reagan hasn't been much in the public eye since news of the American sale of arms to Iran became public several months ago. Last week, a familiar, confident-seeming president delivered his State of the Union message to Congress and to the American people. Much of the speech sounded familiar, too.
We're entering our third century now, but it's wrong to judge our nation by its years. The calendar can't measure America because we were meant to be an endless experiment in freedom with no limit to our reaches, no boundaries to what we can do, no end point to our hopes.
The president admitted there was an experiment to win the release of the hostages in Lebanon.
But we did not achieve what we wished, and serious mistakes were made in trying to do so. We will get to the bottom of this, and I will take whatever action is called for.
A Senate Intelligence Committee report found that President Reagan knew about the sale of arms to Iran, but not about the money sent to Nicaraguan Contras.
There is still inclusion of no direct evidence that would state that the president knew of the diversion of funds or that he directed the diversion of funds.
The Speaker of the Iranian Parliament displayed a Bible signed Ronald Reagan that was given as a gift to Iran by an American delegation arranging the arms sales.
When the administration engaged in exchanging weapons for hostages, it started down a very slippery slope indeed, because it showed that if people took hostages, they might get something beneficial to them for doing that.
The kidnappers of American teacher Robert Polhill threatened to kill him and three other teachers taken hostage a week ago if the United States tries to retaliate. Students and foreigners in Beirut marched to protest the latest kidnappings. The United States ordered all remaining Americans to leave Lebanon.
We have been promised all possible security by Islamic leaders who are his hosts.
In spite of assurances, fears mounted through the week that hostage negotiator Terry Waite had been taken hostage himself. Abbas Ali Hamade, brother of suspected TWA hijacker Mohammed Hamade, was arrested by West German police, also on suspicion of terrorism. Both brothers were imprisoned in a Frankfurt jail.
I would like to go back to try and stop all this ridiculous bloodletting.
Deposed Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos rented a jet as part of an attempt to return to the Philippines. He also made a videotape to persuade his supporters that he is fit to take charge. His return was thwarted by the State Department at the request of the government of the Philippines.
I feel that now I am being treated like a prisoner. I want to leave the United States to go to the Philippines. My country is in crisis.
Earlier in the week, rebellious Philippine soldiers took over a Manila TV station and Marcos supporters gathered outside. The protesters surrendered without a fight after 3 days.
There is a time for reconciliation and a time for justice and retribution. That time has come.
At Kennedy Space Center, there was silence for 73 seconds. While people remembered the final flight of the Space Shuttle Challenger 1 year ago. People remembered elsewhere in the country, too. The New York Giants made a 30-year-old dream come true. They beat the Denver Broncos 39-20 to win the Super Bowl.